We're backstage with the three bagpipers who participated in this program.
Hi, I'm Mark O'Donnell. I'm a pipe major, and I'm also a paramedic at Philly Fire Department's Engine 50, Medic 22, right by Temple University.
I'm Gary Hughes. I'm a pipe corporal, and I am employed by the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts as a security officer.
Cool. Yes, we've seen you a lot.
My name is Tim Linehan. I'm the president of Philadelphia Police and Fire Pipes and Drums, and also a pipe sergeant, member of the Philadelphia Police Department Detective Bureau Headquarters.
Great. Thank you guys so much for talking to us for a few minutes.
Thank you for having us. It's been a very exciting afternoon.
Well, it was exciting, and it was so dramatic. The Maxwell Davies piece, An Orkney Wedding with Sunrise, was so evocative of a wedding on this little island off the north coast of Scotland. And then when the bagpipes came in, I found myself choking up, and I don't know why.
I've been to Scotland many times, and you just have that feeling when the drums and the crescendo and it builds, it really feels like it's sunrise. It's really fabulous that Peter Maxwell Davies wrote this piece to include the bagpipes. It's a funny, from a musical perspective, it's a funny thing because he admits that when he wrote it, he didn't realize that bagpipes were in a different key than your standard orchestra. So our bagpipes are tuned to 476, which would be our A, because we're in the key of B flat. Now, the orchestra is in 440, so it took some serious manipulating, but other musicians have done this as well, other pipers, that we had to significantly flatten our instrument from the key of B-flat to the key of A, and fortunately, it worked out very well this afternoon.
Wow. So that's, I gather, wasn't the only challenge, because the way you play the bagpipes, do you have them here?
Yes, it is quite a challenge. You also have to wear the full dress uniform with the hat, and it's kind of expected for the territory that you're going to play it. This is our standard bagpipe. It's known as a Great Highland bagpipe.
So we're staring at this beautiful blue corduroy bag, and there are three tall shafts, which yes.
Those are called the drones. So the bagpipe itself, it's a very old instrument. It goes back about 3,000 years. It was originally invented in Egypt, so it's originally from Africa. And the reason why they invented the bag was that if you were playing, you might be playing for a dancer or playing a very fast tune, the musician had to stop and take a breath. And you would be off with the dancer, or you'd be off with the other musicians. So one very clever Egyptian about 3,000 years ago invented a bag using either a sheep's bladder or stomach that they were able to waterproof. You know, you could use lard or honey and waterproof it. And the bag serves as a reservoir. So every time that we blow into the bag, we fill the bag up again. And every time we go to take a breath, we squeeze the bag, and that keeps the notes going. The bagpipe that we play currently, which comes from Scotland, has the three drones on it. The long, tall one on my shoulder is a bass drone. So that's set to a low A. Then the two drones next to it are tenor drones. That's sent to an A an octave higher. And then my fingers are actually on the chanter, which looks very much like a recorder, like any recorder that kids learn on in grade school for music, hopefully. And it's just got nine notes, no sharps, no flats. So it's a very limited scale. Hasn't changed much in all this time, but it's just sort of remained a part of us, and even more so now with the tradition in the police and fire department.
So the drones provide this continuous humming sound, and then the chanter plays the melody, or you play the melody.
Correct.
On the chanter.
Correct.
And meanwhile, you're blowing into the...
Into the blowpipe. Yep, it's a lot going on at the same time with piping. And on top of that, we're marching often, so you really do have to be more coordinated than I probably am.
And you have to memorize what you're playing.
That's correct as well. We don't carry the music, so we don't have music stands. Typically, it's a marching band in that format, so all the music is memorized. The Philadelphia Police and Fire Pipes and Drums, our current repertoire is about 45 pieces, so we have to keep them all memorized.
Are these all traditional tunes? Was the tune in the Maxwell Davies piece a traditional tune?
No, he composed that in 1985, and that's a it was written to include the bagpipe, which is wonderful, but the melody reminds me very much of very old Scottish music that comes back from the Middle Ages called pibroch. It's a long word, but it's a Gaelic word just for pipe music, and it has that same ular or theme that goes throughout the whole piece, which is really wonderful. Without being in the mind of the composer, I would say he probably pulled that from one of the ancient pibroch tunes. We play music today that ranges from Scottish and Irish tunes to Americana, Grand Old Flag, God Bless America, things like that. Being a Philadelphia band, we also play the Rocky theme. That's a lot of fun. I think we're the only pipe band in the world that plays Rocky on the bagpipes, but got to do it. When we go overseas, we do go overseas from time to time. for tours or anywhere in the United States. We're going to be going to California, San Diego for St. Patrick's Day. So we do some touring as a group. That really is a lot of fun.
That's amazing. So this Philadelphia Police and Fire Pipes and Drums Ensemble, mm-hmm. tours, plays, regular mm-hmm. gigs. Mm-hmm. How much time do you spend?
It's a good amount. It's varying degrees depending on what's going on. For certain events, especially the big ones are the funerals, line of duty deaths for police officers, firefighters. We're there for that. And most recently, we had a funeral for Lieutenant Matt Letourneau, who was a firefighter who was killed in a fire. I'd like to dedicate today's performance to him because he was a fantastic engine officer, just a super guy. But that's really the central focus of our band is fallen police officers, fallen firefighters. And it's a sad truth, a sad reality about Philadelphia that there are a lot of fatalities among firefighters and police officers in this city. And we want to be there to provide the final honors.
And they're also played at celebrations.
Yes, that's a beautiful part about the band is that we're affiliated with the both the police department and the fire department in a wonderful way. It's not just the sad times, but the happy times as well. We've played all different types of things for our brothers in blue.
This obviously takes a great deal of commitment and passion. Why is this music important to you?
It speaks to my soul. I love the from the first time I heard it, it's just an incredible sound. It's an otherworldly sound. When the pipes are tuned correctly, I've played all over the world. I've been very fortunate to play in some magnificent venues. I've played with organs, full church organs. It's magnificent sound. There's really no other instrument like it. And I think it's just something that's very powerful. People who don't play pipes, when they hear it at a funeral, when they hear it, you know, at any type of occasion, it just really, it gets you deep. It's right here.
Why is the kilt the uniform?
Well, that goes back to the traditional, in Scotland, of course, kilts were very widely worn. In Ireland, they weren't as common, but there are Irish kilts. They tend to be typically solid, like a solid color. Saffron is one of the most important ones. The Irish Army wears a saffron kilt, which is that, you know, a very bright yellowish orange. It's just part of the tradition why we do that. I think some of the bands that have been around a long time, like New York, FDNY, NYPD, bands from Scotland came over a lot. They would come over every year and they would play. And it was just something that guys saw and said, well, that's how bagpipers dress. So it's more common that we dress in that style than wearing our fire department Class A uniform or police department, the blouse coats. And I think that's just a tradition that stuck.
Well, coming back to the Maxwell Davies, it was a beautiful piece. And the end with the bagpipes was really emotional. It was a beautiful way to end the piece.
Well, thank you. It was beautiful. I'm glad I didn't trip going up the stairs. It was a very just well written. The piece takes you so many different directions, and at the end, just that rise. I just wish it lasted longer. It was so much fun playing with these guys. I really appreciate it. For a bagpiper to be included in mainstream music like this, we're kind of the black sheep of the musical family, but we love being included with this, and judging from the audience's response, I think it was very well received.
Oh, yes, it was. Thank you so much, Mark O'Donnell, Gary Hughes, and Timothy Lenihan.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.